Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for checking out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend Mike Menzies. Mike's the president of and the CEO of Easton Bank and Trust in the great city of Easton, Maryland, over there on the Eastern Shore. EastonBankandTrust.com is the website. And Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. As the resident banker in our brain trust, what are some other things that we need to know about our relationship with banks?
Well, in terms of our relationship with banks, I think it's important that that all of the borrowers, small business borrowers, understand, I think they do understand, what's going on with the regulatory paradigm, the accounting paradigm, the Wall Street paradigm, mm-hmm. In terms of the way outsiders are looking at banks today. The regulatory paradigm, I call it a mark-to-market paradigm,
right,
which is you need to look at your assets and determine what they're worth if you sell them today. You need to mark them to market. And the accounting world, the FASB, is pursuing the same basic intellect, and that is you need to look at your assets as if you were going to sell them today.
Mm-hmm.
You need to mark them to market.
Even though you're not, even though they're performing, even though there's income coming in, even though from an income appraisal, they would be worth more. But from a market appraisal, they're not worth as much.
You need to perceive assets as what they're worth, you know, today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm a fan of CNBC. I watch them most every morning, and the Wall Street talking heads come on today and talk about current valuations, which is mark-to-market.
Mm-hmm.
Wall Street has driven a mark-to-market trading environment with a gazillion shares being traded every tenth of a second.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my perception, probably because I'm aging and I'm not looking at how we should value things in the future, but based on how we valued relationships in the past, it's my observation that we've got to get out of this mark-to-market intellect, this trading intellect, and get back into a futures intellect and an investment
mm-hmm.
intellect. I mean,
well,
the
see,
capital
yeah,
markets have been destroyed.
You're exactly right, Mike, because when you and I were coming up in the marketplace, there were real investors on Wall Street and in Main Street. There were real people who invested.
Right.
And there were traders. There's always been traders. But now, Wall Street is all about trading. It's not about investing.
Well, the hedge funds taking positions on both sides of the equation and trading out.
Yes.
And the high-volume traders. From what little I can see, Wall Street is no longer a capital market. It's a trading market.
That's exactly. There's
and,
no question about it. Wall Street.
Not forming capital.
Wall Street is not. In fact, and based on what you just said, Mike, it supports what I've been saying now for about 4 or 5 years, and that is Wall Street is now become the enemy of capitalism, as you and I know it. Now, you may not agree with me on my strong language, but I believe Wall Street, in terms of Main Street, I believe Wall Street is now one of the enemies.
Well, there's little doubt that the notion of small business capital formation has been seriously impaired. While I don't pretend to know the solution, I think as we revisit the restructure of our tax code, just for the sake of exaggeration only, your trading profits should be taxed at 150% of the ordinary income rate. And if you hold on to a company for 2 or 3 years, there should be the lowest possible tax rate on your capital gains.
Right.
And so incentivize investing. Incentivize people taking a position in a company because they've taken time to figure out the value proposition of that company in their economy.
And don't incentivize flash trading.
Shorting it.
Flash
and trading it.
Yeah. I'm with you. I heard a guy on CNBC said his company takes a complete It takes half of their money, and they go long. They take the other half of the money, then they go short, and they're sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
And those guys are in our way. And Mike, the you know, this mark to market thing, if they had suspended mark to market in September of 2008, we would not have had the financial meltdown that we did.
Well, yeah, you know, I look at what has evolved in our little company over time, where we used to buy bonds, for example, and we bought those bonds. They might be 5-year maturity or 10-year maturity, as a way of diversifying our bank and our portfolio, and it's having some fallback liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, the FASB and the accounting wizards of the world combined with Wall Street turned that into, well, you got to mark those assets to market on a regular basis and take it to your capital, which in down market reduces the capital of banks and reduces their ability to lend.
Well, how does an independent bank like yourself then make long-term lending decisions when you can't mark those down? You can't change those terms, but yet your capital formation has got to be adjusted all the time.
And that's the reason we need a bifurcated industry here. We need an industry of community banks that's separate from the industry of the Wall Street mark-to-market banks.
What is it going to take to make that happen?
Well, you know, if I knew the answer to that, I might run for Congress.
Well, I'll tell you, I like that idea. I've never heard anybody else propose that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we need a structure that separates the big from the small. From an accounting standpoint, we need that. We need a bifurcated accounting system and a bifurcated
If we could do that, that would be good for small business, folks, I promise.
Absolutely, it would be.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and more wisdom from our good friend Mike Menzies, the resident banker in our Brain Trust, the president of Easton Bank and Trust in beautiful downtown Easton, Maryland. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.